The City of Trail is seeking proposals from qualified consultants to develop a comprehensive master plan for Yarrow Park, its signature riverfront green space and one of the city's most beloved landmarks. An official request for proposals, RFP, was issued on July 9, calling for expertise in park planning, community engagement, and long-term visioning. The selected consultant will be tasked with evaluating existing infrastructure, leading a public consultation process, and drafting a final master plan that balances community aspirations with practical design and sustainability goals. Located along the Columbia River, Yarrow Park spans 9.5 acres and has long served as a vital community hub for residents and visitors alike. The East Trail venue hosts major seasonal events such as Music in the Park and continues to be a popular destination for family gatherings, concerts, and civic celebrations. But Yarrow Park's significance extends far beyond its modern amenities. The site was originally known as Sandy Island before being donated to the City of Trail in 1933 by Nelson resident Hugh W. Robertson. That same year, the Trail Yarrow Club, founded in 1932 with just 12 members, began working alongside the Trail Tadanac Parks Board to develop the beach and parkland into a more accessible and family-friendly space. Early upgrades included the removal of poison ivy, new flower beds along the riverbank, and the planting of Carolina poplars. A 375-foot sidewalk to the bathhouse was completed, along with flagstone paving and new footpaths to open up the site. By the 1940s, the park had added lawn bowling greens. In the early 1960s, the bathing pavilion and concession were renovated, and space was cleared for a putting green. A distinctive set of 5-tiered stone bleachers was constructed over 3 years by stonemasons Bill Di Domenico, Stefano Como, and their crews. Before the Columbia River dams altered the water flow in 1968, the bleachers provided safer river access for swimmers during peak levels. Recent years have seen further investment, updated washrooms and change rooms, modern playground equipment, a spray park, and an upgraded concession building have all helped maintain Yarrow Park's relevance and appeal for a new generation. According to the RFP, the new master plan will build on this legacy, providing both a vision and a roadmap for short and long-term improvements. Consultants will be expected to analyze park data, lead inclusive community outreach, and deliver a final plan complete with design guidelines, concept visuals, and budget estimates. The city emphasizes that the chosen plan should reflect Trail's identity, enhance the park's function as a civic anchor, and support wellness, connectivity, and inclusive recreation. Proposals are due by 2 p.m. on August 1. For many, Yarrow Park is more than just a park, it's a piece of Trail's civic and cultural DNA. Now, nearly a century after its founding, the city is laying the groundwork to ensure it continues to serve future generations with the same purpose and pride.